laminates, or tile and stone, Mountain High Floors will give you the unsurpassed quality and service you deserve. We do residential, commercial, and custom work. Call 970-545-2844 and mention KHNC for a 10% discount up to $200. Again, that's 970-545-2844.
Hi, this is Rod from PCs and Parts. We are located in Loveland at the Orchard Shopping Center. I just wanted to let you know, not only do we fix and repair and build computers, we also have a great lineup of security camera systems. In today's world, we need every advantage we can get when it comes to security. Call us at 970-203-0696 or find us at PCsandParts.com. That's 970-203-0696 or PCsandParts.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Live from wherever it is you're at,
this is Swamp Fight
with JD, the Colorado Deplorable.
Welcome all you beautiful deplorables out there and all you beautiful non-deps as well. Welcome to another edition of Swamp Fight here coming at you from the swamp, the KHNC swamp in northern Colorado. I hope your weekend has gotten off to a good start and thanks for spending part of that here with me in the swamp. So, I want to say this. If you listen to Swamp Fight on Wednesday, this past Wednesday, then you know that I was joined for part of that show by Lori Sane, and we talked about the resolution that she presented to the Weld County Board of Commissioners, of which she is a member of. There are five people on that board, and Lori Sane is one of them, okay? And Lori, you know, she was 8 years in the Colorado legislature down at the state house and termed out. She's done a lot of things. But anyway, Lori put this resolution together that would make Weld County a non-sanctuary county. And my question was, what's wrong with that, okay? But anyway, we talked about that on Wednesday, and we also talked about how she has brought it up like three times now, two or three times, and it keeps failing. Now, I happen to know that it's more than likely going to be brought up again next week, I hope. I hope for all our sake in Weld County, but we'll see. But here in a few minutes, I'm going to talk more about this subject. Right after the halfway break, I'm going to give you some information on what's going on with this resolution, what's going on with the Weld County Commissioners Board and those people. And I think you're going to find it pretty interesting, so you're going to want to stick around for that. I'll take this back up right after the halfway break. So, and by the way, three out of the five commissioners on that board voted against this resolution. And the resolution simply is that we are not going to take Denver's overflow because of their stupidity of their mayor and the governor that they brought. Now, they'll try to tell you it's 40,000. Yeah. No. Take that times about three, okay? They're in Denver of illegals, or what they call new arrivals. And now they're trying to pawn them off on Lakewood, on Aurora, on all these different municipalities, and some in Weld County. And matter of fact, the city of Denver has even been sending letters to people who have rental properties and asking them if they would be willing to work with them and using their rental properties for all these illegals. Let me make something clear. I got no problem with families, okay? No problem with that. A husband, a wife, kids, I get it. Unfortunately, though, a lot, if not most, of these illegals are young single men of military age. We don't know anything about them. And I'm not okay with that. I'm not okay with my kids and my grandkids running around the parks and all the different little towns and cities throughout Weld County. I'm not okay with that, with all the things that have been happening, all the things that the Democrats and Joe Biden and the left-stream mob media seem to be laughing at and claiming that, oh, it's just the Republicans off their rockers again. No, it's not. The evidence proves it's not. I mean, how many more people have to die or be raped? How many more people have to be robbed before they figure this out? And then Joe Biden last night makes a comment about, well, basically what he said in a nutshell, well, that was just one person. Lincoln Riley, which he couldn't even get her name right. He said Lincoln Riley, and he even had a button right there next to him that they put there for him and told him where it was at, and in great big old huge block lettering said Lincoln Riley. And ding dong, calls her Lincoln Riley. But the worst thing he said was, yeah, it was tragic. I feel bad for the family. But how many thousands of other deaths aren't illegals? What's that got to do with anything? Point is that there's been thousands of cases over the last 3 years. Point is, if he would not have reversed all of Donald Trump's border policies, they wouldn't have happened because those people wouldn't have got into this country. So therefore, Joe, those people's deaths and the rapes and everything else are on your hands. There's no question about that. But he's too stupid to understand that. I mean, his computer's fried anyway. But he's like, yeah. Well, point is, Joe, if you Democrats had not have let these people in to this country, Lincoln Riley would be alive right now. And this dude was a Trinidad and Tobago gang member from Venezuela. I'm telling you right now, that 320,000 number of the illegals that the Biden-Obama administration has directly flown into this country, you've heard about it, I've been talking about it. Yeah, over 300,000, it's probably a lot more than that, it always is. I'm telling you right now, every single one of those people came from Venezuela. Why would you do that? Why would you do that when it was the most dangerous place on earth until their new president shackled 150,000 gang members that are in their prisons now? Well, how many of them escaped justice because Biden flew them up here? So no, I'm not okay with that. Those people coming in to this country, coming into Weld County, coming into our towns. No. And I'm not okay with our taxpayer money being used to pay for it. And that's what this resolution that Lori Sane put forth stops. They can't use taxpayer money, and that's the part they don't like. Let's be honest here. That's the part they don't like. Why? I don't know for sure, but we're going to find out. I guarantee you there's a connection there somewhere. And I'm not going to say what yet, but I'll bet you there is. Let's just leave it at that for now. Usually, these programs end up benefiting a lot of people. Well, let's find out who those people are, huh? If this thing doesn't pass, we'll find out. If they start bringing illegals into this country, into this county, you can bet we're going to find out. All right, don't go anywhere. J.D. Plorable here with you on this beautiful Saturday. Northern Colorado, KHNC Swamp. We'll be right back.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
KHNC
to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Use that promo code KHNC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work. What a concept. I'm interrupting this commercial to let you know you can get our six-piece My Towels, regular $69.98, now only $29.98. Or you can save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Also, we have bath sheets, bath towels, washcloths, hand towels, and so much more. And the best part, with your promo code, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all my towels. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC.
About to drive me out of my mind. Yeah, when my baby kisses me. Chills run up and down my spine. Now my baby, she's all right. Oh, my baby. She's some kind of wonderful. She's some kind of wonderful. Yes, she is. She's some kind of wonderful. Yeah.
Well, I certainly hope your baby is wonderful. J.D. Plorable here with you on Saturday in the swamp here in northern Colorado. Thank you for joining me. Right before the break, I talked about how after the halfway break, we're going to talk more about this resolution, this non-sanctuary county resolution for Weld County that Lori Sane's been trying to get passed. So don't go anywhere, because I've got some info for you that, yeah, it's definitely going to fire you up. So what else we got going here, guys? Huh?
Join us now for a Swamp Fight Minute.
Put me on the spot or what? All right. Here's some food for thought. Food for thought. The budget for the VA, I don't know if you know this or not, but the budget for the VA has gone from $90 billion to over $200 billion over the past 20 years. Most of that, probably a lot of that, was when Trump was in office. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Being a veteran, using their services, started using them when I was 17. I can tell you that it's the best I've ever seen it, no doubt about it. But here's the problem. The budget has gone from $90 billion to over $200 billion. Yet, the suicide rate for veterans has remained flat over that 20-year period. It's remained flat at right about 22 suicides per day. All right. So this is just a shout out to the VA, to Congress. We need to do something about this, folks. So let's get on it. Let's bring that number down. Let's bring it down. Okay. Another thing, this is just kind of goofy, kind of crazy, just popped into my mind like things often do. I watch Netflix, you know, sometimes. There's some good stuff on there. And I was noticing in the menu, they've got things that they suggest for you, you know, suggested for you, and new releases and, you know, different categories, right? Have you noticed on Netflix that probably half of the movies that they are suggesting for you, probably half, maybe even more, I don't know, I did not count them, but a lot of those movies are either Asian or Indian, like Indy, you know, the country India. I'm like, what's going on here? Almost every single one of the movies that I was scrolling across looking at was either an Asian movie or an Indian movie. What the heck? I don't know. Just thought I'd bring that up. A lot of people have been talking about some of the different things that's been going on. And I want to say this. We've had a lot going on this week, right? I mean, what week do we not have a lot going on? But there was a lot of stuff going on this week. And I talked about a lot of it on Wednesday with Supreme Court of the United States voting 9-0 in favor of Trump, knocking down the Colorado Supreme Court, ridiculous ruling, Trump's performance on Super Tuesday, State of the Union, if you want to call it that, which, by the way, on Tuesday night, we did here on AM 1360, we aired Tucker Carlson's response to the State of the Union live. That was really cool. And Tucker hasn't been live. I don't think he's been live since he left Fox News. Now, he's going to start doing more of it, live streaming and things like that and whatnot. But that was pretty cool. Anyway, SCOTUS ruled 9-0. In favor of Donald Trump. It wasn't in favor of Donald Trump. I shouldn't say that. It was in favor of the Constitution. Let's say that. Because that was just the most ignorant, stupidest grab, overreach that I've ever seen by the Colorado Supreme Court, trying to make it to where they can kick whoever they want off of our ballot for president or any other office, I suppose. So that was a no-brainer. We all told you on here it would be overturned. I think I even may have bet my house. So And, of course, they did. I didn't expect them to go 9-0, that's for sure. But I'm glad they did, and good for them. You know, once in a while, they can all get together and do the right thing. We can all do that. But here's the thing. Even though it was 9-0, these crazy Marxist Democrats are still chattering about it. Jenna Griswold, Secretary of State here in Colorado, won't shut up about it. And she's out there among a whole lot of other Democrats saying, well, they're not going to give up. They're going to keep trying. They're going to do everything they can to get rid of Trump, make sure, you know. But she's still talking about this ruling. Jenna, like I said on Wednesday, get over yourself. This was a ruling by the Supreme Court of the United States of America, a unanimous 9-0 ruling, Jenna. Get over yourself, lady. And I'll give her a free, our 3 o'clock p.m. show on Saturdays now, Constitutional Medicine, with the Constitutional Medicine Man. Jenna, I'll give you a free course. You can go to class, and he will teach you everything you want to know about the Constitution. So if you want to take me up on that, you got it. Here's a little bit of what she had to say this week after the Supreme Court's ruling.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome, Jenna.
First and foremost, I'm glad that they issued a decision. Colorado voters and American voters all across the country deserve to know whether Donald Trump is qualified or not as we go into Super Tuesday. But in terms of the bigger decision, I'm disappointed. We believe that it's up to Colorado or any state to determine whether to disqualify oath-breaking insurrectionists from our ballots. Ultimately, the United States Supreme Court disagreed. Votes for Donald Trump will count, and he is on our ballot. I wouldn't say I was surprised they didn't address it, but it is the big elephant in the room. Only two courts have looked at the question of whether Trump engaged in insurrection, and they both determined that he did. And I think one of the concerns from this decision—
Let me stop her right there. Does not matter in the least if some court somewhere or two or 50 decided on their own. And those are just opinions. If they decided in their opinion that Donald Trump committed insurrection, well, that's what it is, an opinion. He has never been charged with insurrection. He has never been convicted of insurrection. Of course, you can't be convicted unless you're charged. That has to happen first, and won't. Maybe they'll figure out some way to do it. I'm sure they will if Joe Biden and the Democrats stay in office for another 4 years. But typically, no, it won't. And they keep saying that. Well, the Colorado Supreme Court said that he committed insurrection. That wasn't even on the table. It doesn't matter. They were just saying that crap to try and please their Marxist fans here in Colorado. Has nothing to do with anything. So stop saying it. I mean, what the special counsel Jack Smith investigated, you know, millions and millions of dollars of investigation for a very long time and came up with nothing. You're not going to get a more thorough, better investigation than what that guy did, because I guarantee you he was looking for anything and everything. You know he was. And he came up with nada. Zip. Just like the Supreme Court's verdict, ruling 9-0.
Then, is that without congressional action, Oath-breaking insurrectionists running for federal office will not be able to be stopped from appearing on ballots. Although Congress could act, it's highly unlikely with such a Congress that we have that just doesn't function very well.
Well, you're right there, Jenna. I'll give you credit. You are right. Congress probably will not act. You want to know why? Because if they change the Constitution and they come up with some amendment, then it's going to be a free-for-all. Every state, if it's a red state, they're going to kick the blue candidate off. If it's a blue state, they're going to kick the red candidate off. They're not going to change the Constitution to do anything like that. So why are you even suggesting it? And by the way, her comment about, well, yeah, I'm disappointed in the Supreme Court of the United, but I guess now we're just going to have to leave it up to the voters. Did you hear that? I mean, I was like speechless. I'm saying, yeah, that's the way it works here in America, Jenna. You leave it up to the voters. See, that's called a democratic election process. I don't know if you know about that. Like I said, you have an open invitation to come here to KHNC and go to school with the constitutional medicine man. Wide open. Let me know. So let me make it, let me spell this out for Jenna Griswold. Okay, Jenna, here's the way it works. People, registered citizens, people in this state, they vote. Okay, they vote. And then there's several candidates running for office, whatever office. Now, whichever one of those candidates gets the most votes, they win. They win. Yeah. So I think maybe now she understands. I don't know. But it just drives me crazy how they talk complete nonsense and try to make people believe what they're saying. I don't know, man. This week's got me fired up. Stay tuned. On the other side, I'm going to talk more about this Weld County non-sanctuary resolution. And trust me, you're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned.
I want to live with a cinnamon girl. I can be happy the rest of my life with a cinnamon girl.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Hey, honey, I've been looking all over for you. The radio says there's an emergency. What are you doing down here?
I heard that, too. So I'm down here checking our preps, making sure we got enough Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream.
I hope we do. We need Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream. It's so sweet and creamy, comes in all the flavors I love, and it's essential in an emergency.
Yeah, and it melts in your mouth. They have vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and a lot of other exciting flavors. It needs no refrigeration, and it lasts for 25 years. But I can't find it anywhere.
Mom, Dad, I have something to tell you. I ate all the Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream.
No!
Don't let this happen to your family. You need good snacks and treats for the moments that matter, especially when it's ice cream that doesn't melt. Go to RockyMountainFreezeDry.com and stock up on Rocky Mountain Freeze-Dry ice cream and candy today. Again, the website is RockyMountainFreezeDry.com.
You're listening to Swamp Fight, brought to you by MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
is another coup for you, Neil Young. But you know what? I love his music. What can I say? Grew up in the same town, area, whatever, as John Mellencamp, Johnny Cougar, we used to call him. Another one. Another crazy liberal, leftist, you know, artist, whatever you want to call it. Him, Neil Young, Dylan. But I also like, you know, John Mellencamp's music too. What can I say? You heard the commercial during the break. I just want to real quick mention that Rocky Mountain Freeze Dry. Go to their website, man. I'm telling you right now. I don't eat. I used to, but I don't eat a lot of candy anymore. But I'm going to tell you something. That stuff that these guys make, their ice cream that lasts for 25 years, and these candies that they do this process with, like Skittles. I love Skittles. And they like blow them up into these air ball things, and they're crunchy and they're amazing. I'm telling you, you'll probably get addicted. I have. But go to RockyMountainFreezeDry.com and check out their stuff. I promise you, you won't regret it. Well, you might, because you're not going to be able to stop eating it. Stopped on the way in today. Stopped at a coffee shop. And as so often happens, when I go in there, people start talking to me and asking me things and whatnot. You know, and it's great. I love talking to the peeps. I love talking to the deeps, the depths, the deplorables, you know, deeps, and the non-deeps. And this guy asked me, he goes, well, JD, let me ask you, what did you think of the State of the Union address? I mean, like, what did you get out of that? Did you get anything out? What did you come away with from the State of the Union address? And I said, you know, that's a good question. I'll tell you what. What I came away with is that Sleepy Joe, he needs to be peeing in a cup. Okay? That I'm just saying, man. I'd like to know what that dude was on. Seriously. For crying out loud, man. That guy was, he was like, he's still mumbling and bumbling and doing his goofy, crazy stuff. Couple of times there, I saw him saluting some people off to the side, and I went back and checked it out. I didn't see any military there, so I don't know who he was saluting. So, you know, he's still Sleepy Creepy Joe. But that dude had to be on something. For him to, I mean, he was just, I thought he was going to explode. Like his blood pressure, man. They had his blood pressure up. And he was so angry, like he gets, you know. And I thought the dude's head was going to explode. I really did. So that's what I came away with. That's my suggestion. I'd be coming up with a ruling or something where he has to pee in a cup. Yeah, all right. So, let's go ahead and talk about this resolution, okay? Let me pull some. Yeah, grab that right there. All right. So, as we know, just to quickly recap, Lori Sane, she is on the Weld County Board of Commissioners. There's five board members. She has presented a resolution, which I have a copy of. I'm sure you all have, or a lot of you do. You can get it online, of the resolution that declares Weld County, Colorado, a non-sanctuary county. What that means is that municipalities like Denver cannot pawn off their new arrivals onto our towns and cities within Weld County. Weld County governs all the towns and cities, you know, Windsor, Milliken, Johnstown, Greeley, on and on and on. So if that resolution passed, they could not bring in thousands of these illegals and put them in Greeley, you know. And another part of the resolution is they cannot use one dime of taxpayer money to do it. Not to house them, not to pay for their legal fees, not to pay for their health care and such. And again, I'm mostly talking about the single young males. The families I get, you know, and there's programs for that, and they will be taken care of. But three of the five board members here in Weld County, they keep voting this thing down. And I want them to tell the people why. I know why. I know why. And if it keeps getting defeated, I will be talking about that right here. Why? And I will be naming names. That's what I do. But here, let's continue. Let's get through this part. So, earlier this week, the Weld County Commissioners had a meeting. It was open to the public, and it got heated, of course, because people are very, very upset about this. They are passionate about this. And by the way, Scott James, who is the chairman of the board of the Weld County Board of Commissioners, that's why they open these things to the public. You know, they're not all going to be cherries and ice cream. There's going to be times when people are not happy about something, and they're tax-paying citizens, they're voters, they have a right to voice their opinions. It's not always going to be calm and happy. It's not always going to be a yoga class. So anyway, the peeps and the deeps showed up, and they weren't happy. If I'd have been there, I'd have been doing the same daggone thing. But I think I was here, actually. And so this is what's happened since then, okay? I have a letter. I have a letter, a copy of a letter, that on what day? The 4th, the 5th, somewhere. This week, the 8th, yesterday, this letter went out to the other four board members. Scott James, the chairman of the board, he wrote this letter and sent it out, from what I understand, to the other board members, okay? And I'm going to read this letter to you. Due to the abuse of public comment during our last board meeting, that was a couple of nights ago, I will be directing clerk to the board to remove public comment from future board agendas. The inability or unwillingness of the public to abide by the parameters and rules of providing public comment, along with the apparent encouragement by Commissioner Sain to have commenters attack other board members and their performance, I find it necessary to limit these meetings to the business of the county at hand. Are you freaking kidding me, man? Wow. Okay. We'll continue with this on the other side. Don't go anywhere. J. Deplorable here with you on AM 1360. The show is Swamp Fight. We'll be right back.
Do you love AM 1360 and the uncensored radio you get to listen to every day? KHNC has launched a listener sponsorship fundraiser to raise the money needed to replace our old failing transmitter. Your generous donation will help make this much-needed upgrade happen so you and future generations can continue to hear the uncensored truth for decades to come. By donating and becoming a KHNC sponsor, you will receive the new AM 1360 t-shirt, a bumper sticker, and the new limited edition 1 ounce pure silver KHNC coin. Also, for being part of this exclusive group, you will receive the monthly KHNC newsletter. The sponsorship package requires a minimum donation of $100, although donations of any amount will be greatly appreciated. You can help us purchase the new transmitter by going to 1360khnc.com and clicking the donation tab at the top of the page. Again, that's 1360khnc.com and click the donation tab. Thank you.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Well, she's walking through the crowd with a circus mind that's running around. Butterflies and zebras and moonbeams and fairy tales. That's all she makes. Riding with the wind.
All right, J.D. Plorable back here with you. Before the break, I read a letter that was penned by Kevin Ross, who is the chairman of the board of the Weld County Commissioners, Board of Commissioners. And I told you, what he's doing is he's shutting down the public from being able to comment or express their feelings about anything here at these meetings. I mean, what is this guy? I mean, what's he think he's, is he a dictator? A dictator, I mean? What is this guy? So, it says, additionally, any resolutions or amendments to the agenda must be submitted to the chair, him, at least 1.5 working days prior to the board meeting to be considered for addition to the board's agenda. So now he can basically if something big happens, something important happens, something bad happens, and they need to get it in there to talk about it. If one of you wants to get it in there to talk about it or something, it has to be in there in a certain amount of time or it's not going to be taken up. So in other words, what that does is if the people are hot about something like they are this issue and they find out about it on Monday and they show up on Tuesday, they want to talk about it, they want to add it to the agenda. No, it ain't going to happen. It'll have to wait until the next meeting, if they even put it on there. And by that time, people have probably calmed down maybe a little or something. Anyway, that's my opinion, okay? That's what I think. And as far as this guy claiming that other board members, other commissioners have encouraged or encouraging commenters to attack other board members and their performance, that's bull. Okay, that's a bunch of BS right there. That's nothing but hearsay, gossip, opinion. That is not a fact. And that's a pretty serious charge, by the way. But I won't go there right now. So due to the abuse of public comment during our last board meeting, I'll be shutting down, removing public comment from future board agendas, in a nutshell. There you have it. There you have it. So do with it what you will. It's my job to bring it to your attention and tell you about it. I don't want to say reporter because I'm not a reporter. I'm an opinion guy. But people do contact me every single day. I do know I do have a lot of contacts, both in state and out of state. And that's what I do. I bring it to you guys. Okay? I can promise you there aren't a lot of radio show people who would talk about it. But I couldn't care less. I really couldn't. All I want is what's right and what's best for the peeps and the deeps and the non-deeps, the people. I want what's best. That's all I want. And if it gets me in trouble telling you about the truth, then that's just the way it goes. That's the way the story goes. Anyway, moving on here. A lot of stuff. And speaking of this issue, these illegal aliens that Denver's trying to push off onto other cities and towns and municipalities, that's been going on a lot. And Wednesday I played a clip from an old elderly lady at the Lakewood City Council meeting telling them what they could do with their ideas of spending millions and millions and tens and hundreds, actually hundreds of millions of dollars to house and take care of these illegals. It was great. I don't think we're going to have time today to play it again, or I would. And as usual, the left-stream Marxist media, the Democrats, all of them, they're trying to tell the people in America that this border thing and this illegal thing and this crime thing, it's a bunch of hooey. And they're laughing about it and they're making jokes about it and they're telling lies about it, saying that, well, actually crime has dropped by more than 50%. What are you smoking, man? What? Get in the real world, people. Get in the real world. Here's a clip from a show that was on MSDNC this week where they had several of their hosts, so-called Rachel Maddow, Jen Psaki, etc.
I mean, if you look at some of these exit polls, I mean, I live in Virginia. Immigration was the number one issue. Yeah. Of course, I mean, again, these could change in Virginia.
Well, Virginia does have a border with West Virginia. Very contested area.
Build the wall. Like, what? I mean, when I was in New Hampshire, people were talking about the northern border as a threat because Trump has indoctrinated people with this fear of people who do not look like them being a threat to them.
But, as you know, I mean, and every election cycle, when there's, particularly when there's a Democratic incumbent, we get reminded about the borders, and the borders become a thing again. And then,
the only difference now is they drop the every 4 years part, and now I mean all the programming about cities is the spread of crime and
well, meanwhile on Earth One,
meanwhile on Earth One, and then she went on to say how the FBI is saying crime's down by half. That's bull crap. The former director of the FBI just recently said that it's out of control. Him and Elon Musk has said we're looking at a 9/11 style attack, only worse, that it's inevitable, on and on and on. You all know crime is not down. It's through the roof. It's out of control. We all know it. And there's thousands of people dying and being raped and being robbed and everything else. That's just the truth. Okay? And you heard Rachel Maddow making a joke, right? Making a joke about, well, Virginia does border West Virginia. And then the one lady says, build a wall. All right, we'll continue on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
hard to stand with people that are in the storm who have courage. You know, there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace. It's Mike Lindell. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
J.D. Plorable back here with you. Wow, I got a little extra music there during that break. That was nice. Okay. Anyway, just quickly wrapping up that point, Rachel Maddow, Jen Psaki, and the rest of them, they were making fun of West Virginia because, you know, regular American conservatives live there. You know, stinky, smelly Walmart shoppers live there. And they were talking about building a wall in between Virginia and West Virginia. I thought they hated walls. And then the other lady's talking about how she's from Maine and that the people up there are concerned about the northern border. Well, yeah. If you have open borders, it don't matter which border. It's just where these people are coming from, it's a whole lot closer to go to the southern border than the northern border. But if you don't think that there's bad people coming across the northern border, I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. So we don't have much time, but we've been kind of slack in the stupid Dem clip department. So we'll do a little bit of that.
Stupid Democrat clip.
All right, so I got one here you might like. What do you guys? All right, check it out.
Let's talk about the fact that President Trump incited an erection.
His various cases of, you know, he's got inciting charges of inciting an erection.
Donald John Trump incited the erection.
They didn't like Donald Trump. They said he participated in an erection.
Oh, gosh. What can I say? That's definitely a stupid Democrat clip. No question about it. Good one. We talked earlier about... Oh, you know what? We got another one. Go ahead and play it.
Xi Jinping, someone whom I have a great deal of difference with. And I was, when I was vice president, my president was told me that he wanted me to get to know Xi Jinping because it was clear he was going to be the head of Russia, of China. And we were having problems with Russia at the time and other countries as well. Russia. And so what he said was, get to know him. He's going to be there. And he couldn't because he was the president. He couldn't travel. So I traveled 17,000 miles with him throughout the country, our country, and in China as well. We were in the Tibetan Plateau, and he turned to me, and he said, can you define America for me? And this has been documented, it's real. I looked at him, I said, yes, I can, in one word. He looked at me, he said, what's that? And I said, possibilities.
Possibilities, yeah, possibilities. More lies by sleepy, creepy Joe. 17,000 miles he traveled with Xi Jinping, not only in this country, America, but in China. No, you didn't, Joe. I'll tell you who you did maybe travel 17,000 miles with around China, and that was your son, Hunter Biden, while you guys were going to business meetings, setting yourselves up. but you dang for sure didn't travel 17,000 miles or actually 34,000 miles, as you claim, with Xi Jinping. You just didn't. And Obama told him, get to know him. Yeah, get to know him, because I can't get to know him because I'm the president. What? Oh, my gosh. These people are crazy, man. They're crazy. That's all I can tell you. So anyway, coming up to the end of the show, never have enough time to cover everything I want to cover. Never have. Never do. Probably never will. But thanks for joining me here in the swamp today. As always, I really, 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 really appreciate it. I want you guys to enjoy the rest of your weekend and have a good week next week. Of course, I'll be back Wednesday at 5 p.m. for the hump day version of Swamp Fight. So I'll see you then. And basically, God bless you. I love you. And stay safe.
Lord, and I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh Lord, can you feel it coming in the air?
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.